Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Winter wheat conditions just keep getting worse. 42% of the crop was rated poor to very poor for the week ending May 11th, compared to 38% last week and 39% last year. The percent of the crop rated good to excellent fell to 30%, compared to 31% last week. Nationwide, corn planting hit 59% complete, with emergence at 18%, compared to 29% and 7% last week, and five-year averages of 58 and 25%. Iowa was 70% planted in corn, Illinois 78%, Nebraska 77%, and Minnesota 31%. Soybean planting progress jumped 15 percentage points to 20% complete, compared to 5% last week, and a 21% five-year average. Spring wheat is 34% planted, compared to 26% last week, and a 53% five-year average. The Commerce Department today says that U.S. retail sales growth slowed in April, with consumers shopping less online and cutting back on purchases of furniture and electronics. Retail sales rose just 0.1% last month after surging 1.5% in March. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 116,000 tons of soy meal to Thailand for the 2014-15 marketing year. Also flying out the door is 126,000 tons of corn to South Korea for the 13-14 marketing year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 16,729. It's up 34 points. The NASDAQ trading 41.45 is up 1.5. The S&P 500 18.99 up almost 3 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Most of the U.S. Midwest will likely see a favorable mix of weather as we move forward through the next full week, but there's still concern about the lack of sunshine and dry weather in the upper parts of the Midwest, and this will continue for a while. Temperatures across the Midwest are going to be quite chilly over the next few days. We'll see highs often in the 50s and lower 60s, well below average. Normal for this time of the year should be upper 60s and 70s across a big part of the Midwest, with lows at night running mostly 40s and 50s. We aren't going to see lows that warm for a while. We'll actually see some of the northern plains, the upper Midwest, and parts of the central plains with low temperatures that will run mostly in the 30s and a few upper 20s. This morning, frost and freezes occurred from the northern plains down into the part of the west central plains, and some damage might have occurred in some of the winter wheat production areas in Colorado, Kansas, and Nebraska. However, the damage should have been to mostly leaf mass and rather not to any of the production potential for this year. Another cold night will occur tonight in most of these very same areas, with frost and possible freezes occurring all the way down to the Texas Panhandle, and we could see a little bit of injury to crops down that way as well. Meanwhile, back in the Midwest, we will see our flavors of coolness as well, but not nearly as significant as that. But we will see temperatures cool enough that slow drying rates will occur across the region. Additional rain and thunderstorms are expected to occur today and tomorrow across the eastern Midwest. The precipitation will be significant enough to delay field work. Yesterday was another dry day, though, in western and southern parts of Ohio, as well as Indiana and Kentucky. And the change towards wetter conditions today will probably be good for the crop that's already been put into the ground, and the moisture will be helpful in assuring the best possible emergence and establishment. In the upper Midwest, we'll see a few days of drying for a little bit, but we do expect rain to develop along a warm front that will push through the region later this weekend into the early part of next week. That warm front will actually have its roots across the central plains and west central portions of the Corn Belt over the next few days. This will include the areas coming out of Colorado and Nebraska into parts of northern and central Kansas, maybe as far south as northern parts of Oklahoma, but I don't think it'll reach quite that far to the south. That little trough of low pressure will eventually become our warm front, and it will lift to the northeast over the late weekend into the weekend. As it does, we'll see thunderstorms firing up across the areas near and north of the frontal boundary, and that means that the upper Midwest will be involved with rain again as we finish out the week and move into the weekend. Once the warm front is passed, unfortunately there's a cool front that comes along right afterward, so there was likely to be some additional precipitation across parts of the upper Midwest, which certainly will not go over well for the planting that's left to be completed. The cooler air that comes with that particular frontal boundary will not be nearly as intensive as the coolness we've got out there right now and will continue this week, but we will see a slight cooler bias, and that will continue to keep crop development a little sluggish across parts of the region. Now, there will still be some hot weather today in the southeastern United States, also in the eastern Midwest. Temperatures in the 80s will occur in these areas, but temperatures tomorrow will be notably cooler with readings only in the 60s and some 70s. We will expect to see another chance for rain after that warm front takes place during the latter part of next week. The precipitation that occurs across the Midwest at that time should be relatively well distributed, and it will also occur in such a manner that there will be some benefits to many crops across the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather on WILL comes from Busey. With over 145 years of agribusiness experience, Busey's team is committed to providing resources to today's producers. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat is 8.37 and a quarter, up 13 and a quarter. July 8.19, down 5 and a half. Soft May wheat 7.05, down a half. July 7.06 and a quarter, down 8 and 3 quarters. May corn $5, up 2 and a half. July 5.01, up 1 and a half. September 4.95 and 3 quarters, up 1 and 3 quarters. December 4.93 and a quarter, up 1 and a quarter. May soybeans, 14.90 and a quarter, up 6 and a half. July, 14.75, up 9 and 3 quarters. September, 12.71 and 3 quarters, up 1 and 3 quarters. November, 12.13 and a half, up 1 and a quarter. May soybean meal, 4.93.90, up 4.90. July, 4.82.10, up 3.90. July soybean oil, 41.38, up 40. June live cattle, 137.67 and a half, up 2 and a half. May feeders, 185.20, up 60. May lean hogs, 112.87 and a half, and they are down 55. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhard of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
We see some green on the screen, but it's coming back down to pretty much where we started on the day.
Yeah, we had corn up 2 to 3 to 4. We're back at we got back to negative here a little bit ago. We're back up 1 in December. Beans, old crop, was up 13 at one time. We came back just a couple minutes ago when you started at only up 7. We're up 10 now again, but new crop's only up 1. It's been down 6 to up about 8, and wheat's down 9, so that's helping hold corn down. The planting pace was about average, but a little less than expected by industry, but 59% on corn, and the average for 5 years is 58. On beans, we were at 20. I think the 5-year average is 21 or 2, but they were looking for a hair higher than that, so a little bounce there, but just don't know if it'll hold.
And then maybe North Dakota holds the key to the ultimate size of the crop with the 3% in the ground.
Yeah, and Minnesota's worries that they won't get all of it in, or Wisconsin, where the plant date's May 25th, but there are, in the weather forecast, times between before the 25th where they should be able to plant a lot more.
So how are you reading the technical action in the charts over the last couple of weeks?
Well, right now, if we close December under 87.5, it's a negative. we keep it above there, we could bounce it. And on beans, if we close it under 1210, which we hit yesterday, today we went to 6 3/4, but we're above it now. But if we close under 1210, that's a negative. So if we close under those today, it's a pretty negative. If we bounce back, we're still in the sideways back and forth era.
How much more time are you going to give the cattle complex?
I think you have to give it a long time. We've been back and forth, back and forth, and we're, you know, the feeders especially back up over 192. The June cattle themselves are up a little, but I still think the tight supply down the road will push those higher down the road. I think we've backed off a bunch from it, especially in the regular cattle, but I think they could easily go back.
Do you think that feeders have $2 a hundredweight in them?
I think they do eventually, yeah.
Thank you much, Pete.
Have a great one.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, May corn, $4.99 3/4, up 2 1/4. July, $5 up a half. December, $4.92 1/2 up a half. May soybeans, $14.90 1/4, up 6 1/2. July, $14.74 1/4, up 9. November, $12.13 1/4, up 1. May soybean meal, $4.93.90. July, $4.81.80, up 3.60. The 90 is up 4.40 on the May. July soybean oil, $41.39, up 41 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.